Shalom and Boker Tov. This is Billy Brim, and I am back in Washington, D.C. What a whirlwind week it has been for me, and it's filled with so much supernatural happening, supernatural guidings. Before we start all that, I'm going to do a little housekeeping here. Because I'm in Washington, D.C., and because of what the day may hold, at noontime there will be people at Prayer Mountain, and there will be food at Prayer Mountain, but we're going to start the call about 12:05. So 5 minutes past the hour at noontime central, and of course here in Washington, D.C., where I am, it'll be 5 minutes past one. So you can adjust it, because I need to get out a little bit early. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning, Miss Willie. I'm here.
Good morning. Good morning, Brother
good
Max.
Morning.
I need to explain some things. Last week, our call, I was here in Washington, D.C. at Christians United for Israel. I flew home from that wonderful meeting that we had and arrived on Friday. Then I flew back here to Washington, D.C. on Monday morning. And the reason why was this. One of our speakers in Washington, D.C. was the Israeli ambassador to the United States of America. One of his assistants is a little, I had dinner with her last night. She's a married woman, but I think of her as my little Lily. And she first went with me, with her mother, Julie Cerrone, and her father, Ethan, when she was 11 years old. And on that trip to Israel, she turned to her mother and said, "I know what I want to do with my life. I want to do something for Israel on the world stage." Well, that little 11-year-old girl, she went back with me to Israel at other times when she was a teenager, and she kept her dream in life, and she studied in Israel. When she got ready for university, she learned the language, and she went to university in Israel. She went first to work for a Christian organization, ICEJ, and then from there, it's a very miraculous story, but she became the assistant to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. And there she served him until he was out of office, living in New York and marrying. And then now she is in that same position with the Israeli ambassador to the United States, working in the U.S. Embassy. Well, that ambassador came to speak at CUFI, and she asked me to come in the back room and meet him. And so we did. And, of course, he went on and on about Lily's good work. And she's just an amazing, amazing person. We had a dinner with her last night. Well, as you well know, Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, D.C. as we speak. Lily called me, and she said that the embassy is going to put on for him a reception tonight. This is what, Wednesday night, at Blair House. And they are inviting, it's for a small group, rather small by their standards, and they're going to have their 50 Jews and 50 Christians. And these all have to be vetted. She called me last week on it. They have to be vetted, you know, to be there quite a bit. And with him will either be the President of the United States or Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. So she said, "I wasn't able to get your name on the first list, but you are the number one. You are number 51. And if anyone cannot come, then you will be the next one up." And so we knew this, and we were deciding, well, to stay in Washington, D.C., and to get your plane ticket, you can't wait till like today or yesterday to come. And so we were led of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, what a word he gave me, what a word he gave me. And we came on to Washington, D.C. We flew out here Monday, and he told me to trust him for every step. Well, I'm telling you, folks, I'm still believing that I'll be in tonight. making all plans toward that. But if yesterday was the only reason I was here, my, it was well worth it. I know it's not. I know there are other things, too, because we're staying through Friday. But until Friday we leave. But we are in the Willard Hotel. It is the oldest hotel in Washington, D.C. In this hotel, Juliet Ward Howe penned, wrote the words to the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Martin Luther King put the finishing touches on his I Have a Dream speech. Many, many things have happened in this historic hotel. But they gave me the room and said, you have a view of the Washington Monument, and you are in room number 808. Well, when I got to my room, there's the Washington Monument, all right, but oh my goodness, the reason God put me here is to the right are the gates to the White House, the two entry gates, the two roads that go into it. And so I am here during Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit, just following the taking out of the Iran nuclear by the U.S. B-2 stealth bombers. And the Lord gave me this seat yesterday, the activity that I watch from my window, the police, the street that goes by my window, the police that would halt traffic and make ways and do the crossways. I see it right now as I'm talking to you. Two black limos with their lights flashing are turning into the White House. I saw this yesterday. Police escorts. Right down from my window is a long line of vehicles, black long vehicles and red emergency vehicles. And from time to time, they take out and go somewhere and then come back with an entourage, with a limo parade turning into the White House. Lily told me last night that there were extra meetings that were not scheduled between our President of the United States and Prime Minister Netanyahu. I sat up here and I had my seat of authority. I could sit in my seat of authority, and I took my seat of authority yesterday over the demonic spirits that would try to harm anything in the way of these meetings. I sat here empowered by God. Last week in the morning, one of the things the Lord said, your strength in me will overcome them in D.C. Well, I was in D.C. at CUFI, but now I know that that was literally talking to me about this week. And so that word went on, your strength in me will overcome them in D.C. Become a part. I offer a different path for you, child. Be strengthened by your Lord today. And so, hallelujah, bless the Lord. I know I am here, and I'm here placed by the Lord. I cannot even tell you. You remember how he said it was a gift from him to have direct communications? That gift, to have direct communication with him, I was in all day long. I was operating in that gift. And so, you know, I know that places of authority are gained, and I really believe that from this point on, I have been granted an authority over Washington, D.C., like he said, because you have been faithful to teach and to exercise the authority of the believer, and because you love Israel, I have placed you here. Oh, my Father, my Father, my Father. Oh, dearest, dearest one. And so we're going to pray in a moment for those who are in authority. But I do want to take this moment to lift up to the Lord those families, loved ones, friends, classmates of the souls who have departed this earth life because of the flooding in Texas. For the children, I thought about how they'll be welcomed by the Lord Jesus. We have so many reports of people who've gone to heaven and seen the children playing and Jesus with them. And so that part is beyond imagination. But then here on earth, unless God comforts them, there is no comfort. But oh my goodness, I can tell you by experience that when my young husband departed this earth, my father, I didn't even know to ask for it, but he put me in a bubble of rarefied air. The only way I need to know to explain it is like those little holiday, those little dolls that we used to see, and maybe have a little Mexican girl under a plexiglass, dressed as a Mexican senorita in under a plexiglass dome, or some other place in the world, a little Dutch girl, whatever. But I was put into, by the Lord, this dome of rarefied air. I walked in it. I call it a bubble. I walked in it for 3 years. Then it lifted, and I was able then to function in the world. Now, since then, I've been able to pray for people who've had great loss and ask that God, you know how the Bible says that you comfort them with the comfort wherewith you were comforted? And so I'm going to pray that right now, and I'm going to ask you to join me in it. And then join me as we go on over to praying for those who are in authority. Heavenly Father, for this one time, first of all, we're going to lift up those who need this divine comfort. You know every single one of them. You know every father, every mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandparent, classmate, friend, Holy One of Israel. Put the dome of the bubble of the comfort of God upon them. Give them that rarefied air. They won't even probably understand it all, but they'll know something happened. Let them know something happened, that God comforted them. And Holy One of Israel, the ones who don't know you, please draw them to your very knowledge. Please draw them to knowing you. Dear Father, we know you will do it because you are called the God of all comfort. And you have said, Father, as I look down right now from this seat, out this window where you put me, as I'm looking right down now on the entrances to the White House, on the streets, the very streets, Holy Father, that you, oh God, that they travel upon. Dearest one, it is said, it is written. First of all, praying for all men, by praying for those who are in authority, you create that atmosphere whereby you can draw all men unto you. Holy Father, we just do thank you, and we just do give you glory. Father, for this administration, that they are friendly to Israel. And Father, here, meeting today, you often call them out in our prayer calls. You often call out Mr. Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu. Often you do. Just last week you did. You said you were where I want you. Church, Benjamin, Trump, and they're here. You want them here, and you want them with our prayer and our authority, and we do, in the name above every name, exercise our authority over these very heavens, and we do in agreement say, cease and desist in all your maneuvers, you demon spirits that would try to operate against these meetings. Oh, I know I'm not the only one stationed here. I know I'm not. No telling who God has got in this city praying. But he's got you. He's got you, prayer warriors. Hallelujah. I'm going to post a blog either tonight or it might not be done until tomorrow. And I'm going to put the picture of what I see out my window, of the pictures of the gates. You know how the Bible talks about the gates of the city, and that's where they did the government. I'm placed right over these gates. I'm going to put the picture of the fleet that's right below my window of limousines, long black cars. Folks, in mon dwash bedovrenye, Holy Father, you have done this. You have taken this prayer call, and you have lifted us up from degree to degree to degree, whereby us now we pray this morning, and the top men of the two nations you call yours are meeting here in this city. We are, by way of this Mongala Bahashande, these voices are lifted up to you concerning the very heavens that I see out my window, that Washington, D.C. is free of demonic activity today. The enemy is bound in the corporate anointing and authority of the believer. We do now say, as I look out upon those heavenlies, you are bound. It is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. We absolutely take the keys of the kingdom, and we shut you up with the blood of Jesus. You will not operate in this city today. Nikwa mashon dehidi kababa. Kobre bre danya nukohoroko doshka dabri tangala ko obre tifrana. Zonjani bo gorsh goto frangara ga bangja nukohoroko desgini ga frangara go edre dredia. Isama nukohoroko diono nukoho shandia nukohoroko baraka da kahanja nuko om nekwaka. Kambi hidiko frangbe de go onjendia nukohoroka pakya. Simini kwa. Metchofra koho shakya no kopreke frakya no kopreke tanya ni kwa. Lidofra halai misunto lo kopra. Kebe di hashando lo gobra fraka denye ne kora kabanya. Pidi koho shwa. Pidi koho shwa. Mikwarka davraka toko onche deko ochika toko onche deko toshka tabra. Kavika toko onjo no go ongora ga dashka dangora ga doshka dangora ga dashka. Bitwa na no nombra godio no godiang do go jakya no gore ka binyo no gore ka bi. Mi frato, piston do go pitya, piskonyo na bakai, piskonyo makaya. Abilato brakataka tanje, abilako balakai kakakakanga, abidago balakaya na kahara kapaka. Be done, be done, be done, be done, be done. Mi bro do joa para kataya. Mi bra koniera kataya. Pito joa tana koko kopatinya. Makolo koprika tataya. Mi tala kavanya. Mi tala kavanya no kubraga di frango. Che de go joa para katanje de go tosha. Isana kote le katana kanchanta tarakapaya. Manyana kara lakyana. Manyana kara kaya tadya do. Elibra kode jendyang doro kotoshka. Bibra vranjur yamana kaya nakataka lakka. Wizhu bibra dujwa manako koko koko bampi. Bijona na koko koko kabala kaya na kahala kaka. Krivan josh katambri kateko uche. Mili dojwa. Mastion da na koko fati tiano ko baba. Neti ni koko na ko betiale no nobre. Mini vilu du prefritu shit to tonje na ko prefra katiana koro ko baba. Bili ko praka frang doro ko kyong doro ko dorsh ka tamri ko doro ko horo kong koro ko dorsh ki di ka kra palati yo. Ibili di ho shwa shan doro ko doho shang chang doro ko dorsh ka tanje doro ko dorsh ka tamri. Ibili di horo kong yani ko horo ko ka bri ka daga la kaya na ka hala ka pra ka daga ha vra ka ni no nom bri ka daga vra ki da ko dorsh ka no bri. Vittoria mai, Vittoria mai, Vittoria mai konga. Vittoria my kongalabi na ko bele kaya na kahala ka kala kada anje de kodoshka. Free for a dohoshen de kodoshka tambre kodo kohosheke. Kabi kodo ko bra bra tanyo no ko umbili kata ka fraktya no koro kantishko. Bili ko tunu de ko prakati frakadanje. Brevano, brevano, brevano. Mi do tu 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 svatanyana kohra koppa. Paiyana kahala ka. Paiyana kahala ka. Kaiya. Bitwa, 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 bitwa. Boshatanyana. Boshantana na komplikata kafra. Ha? Yele kotoroko onche. Mi do koranaya. Mira coronaya ora cotonio ne cracadaccia. E je le cotoncio do cotosca tambra catoco vrecchia andora cotoncio. E je le duero io no cotore cotosca tangia andora cotosca tabri catoco franghe. E libri de joie pra catoscian de le cojangue ne condosche de pra. E pala cora cognata do cojangue ne conto prefe. A je no kora manje ne kohoro koton je de kotoska tapre. Ti vela dobri kataka frangionde de kotor amanakaya. Amano kuhu juete de kotoska tapre katakonga. Mele pritudu lugoshe belatonye ne kohoro koton je. Piele de je kompra kata frala kokaka. Mede kohoro konko koko koko bita de kahanchete. Maskoton chenjo no kotoro kotonje. Ijidi gotonjo no gondoshka taprika ta kofre hele kakai. Bidu tu swande ando. Bidi toto to koho jenge. Be frana koro kote ando to koto hejekete. Ki baro toho shande. Bidu kotori amanakai. Bita pakoko kombeta na koro kotoshka ta prakatai fra. Bi inieno non un ombre che te cofra la combatta e la canca la cotocce. Cascotombre che te cofra scendiene cofra cotocce da brica te codombre. Ivili dujua me te cofra condione ma ro cotocce tambre che te cotocce tie. Bi la tosca tangia te cotocce tie. Cascia che te cofra le tebre. Mantoro cotocce le campagna. E je le cotoria mangoro coto drebe de coto e gengiano ma coco coco bappi. E le tosso copra e da tenie ne cohoro cotosche d'ambra cata capra. Vina carna nania ne cohoro cotosche de brechete cania. Bourgeois, passo quattia. Bourgeois, mi terro. Bourgeois, cafre contenie ne qua. E le perotosche tanci. Capito cohoro canga. Me le veto shuata do kohon pa pile tonya. Ishwa anya ne kohoro kotoshka. Pevri tu shuata do kohon jende ne kohoro kotoshka. Che belle duce quattro, scuto vramania, e ci dopo guava, tonie, povriga del compebe, di tu, su va tutto così. Si tratta ancora con pappa. Mi che tu cosci te di cosci? Mi tu cosci capalla caia ne cacacaia? Avido lo cora manania ne cora cupepe cacca. Cavico tu cosci ne cora cupa. E se dico tu sua, perché tu cojo le cambra che te fraja la chiccia. Tu sua tonio non cuore che ti, fra che tu scondi non cuore che papà. E bella torre manaca, la catasca tanci, dico tu sua, ma tu tu copita. Ma se tu cojo bella chi frangi non cuore che pecci, e ve le dura badiando, non godo che scepre, c'è fra coro zanieri, coro cotebre, di brandiono. E ve le dura, oh, tutto dura scepre. E ve le accende, di gotto che scegliato, ora che tosco d'ombre che te che fra. E se non non viene qua, che tosco d'ombre che te che d'ombre, che te che tosco d'ombre che te ne copra che tania. E ve le dici, Pavra do Juan Diana Coro Catasca Tapri che tocca la carne. E se le comprette, tocca fra le copre che tocca la caia. Vedo Svatania ne Coro Catasca ti preca da fra, ma tutto to dobre, ma co bande mi combra, e mi le tosca, e le tania mi cuore di ondabri che tocca tosca. Mi dico ora ma ne corro con te, le do un diable, due squadre, lo compro i fradini, lo corro con tosche di bricca, e li vedo con giua, se ne corro con la caia ne caia, ne corro con taia, ne corro con pigno, ne corro con tutti di cojuscite. Ti appare che senti le cadasce, anche io ne corro con tosche, tonce, ne corro con tosche, pesco tonne, ne caia la capra, anche io ne corro con tosche, Pisco tombre che farà cata hashangiano con tosca shantandaro con tosca. Britiano non ha nandje. Britiano non compre che ti cafrale con prettiano con tosca shantete. Isciato da coco shantene con tosca. Belladonna, belladonna, belladonna. Cafrico da coco le capitio. Asciato da coco shakto, che da coco shakta. Chi ve la dura con pacca, le meno non viene cucupà, niente non ombre che te godo sciocchia. E se vedi tu sciocchi, e le bere cotopre che frondi, e ne cucuro cotongi, e le godo scatapre che te caia. E manno qua, frati, e le godo apri. O mi ne cai, o mi ne cai, o mi ne cai. Che bella doccia, non ho coro con d'ombre che dico sciacchi, non ho coro sciacchi. Mi dobra che te fracchi, non ho coro sciacchi. Cabro con d'ogni, mi caha la caia, non ho coro con bebe, le doccia sciacchi. Samana cora manaca. Che bella doccia, non ho coro con tanci, non ho coro sciacchi. Brita afroka daha shangje ne godo ho shakcha. Kashkatori katara ko haramana anyana ka kyanza da katya hundan den. Isha toro go ho jana ko hundjana ko te ho cha ko ho shenje ne godo ho shakcha. Santoro go ho shantara ko hon chekke. Sotto lo goho shankar goto ho shankar goto ho jana kontion to lo goho jang de de goto shkata preka te kofra. I mene ko preka te kofra de kom preka te kahalaila. I jen de kohoro kote hen halai fase e pandoro go bre bre ta shantia. Medio no koro manaika no koro ko panga la kafra. Bitione ni qua, bitione ni qua, bitione ni qua frete. Bitone di qua nango, le capite, non sueri, non sueri unica. Pandoro Pensionen kobre kafra kana kaiena kahanda. Beato, 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 beato. Gromini qua, gromini qua la cobre, che de gabrania ne cohoro cobrandia ne codo coho shakya. Ebilitushua, libra cohoro candia ne coto. Mi duajon deve, mi juando capalatino no cofra cadile cobrendie. Oh, poshkotinho, poshkotinho, poshkotinho. Mi qua racoto jetiato. Nibel adoshen, tiene godoshen, tiene godoye, ricada godale pene. Nibel adoshen, tiene godoye, shakchata, korgo bakcha. Bili hidiang dotian, adoko oce, tiene ka ala kapra. Senye ne kohra ka dashke ton, chere go doshe ka timbra ka tafra ka dago on, chere go on, chere go on, chere go on, chere go. Kavi ka dago hole ka prap, kyandor go do vrabai. Ishanto na ko ho pa, inya na ko oroko bemya, tanya na ko horoko panga. Bi na koro manai. Bi na koro manai, kaliko ka. Mais la cour candiagne, les cour gabidio, je ne nous noie, je ne nous noie toi bas, boria benye, bora va bania, bora valito, mangiando cacae. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Mangoro godo isheke. Parato la maracatiando, godo ishakchetti, et coho shakapa. E vedi qua shatera non hanno ancora catare cohra capagne ne cohra cotondra catafra catacciange. E se non la cara catasca giange. Metto tu cohra shetti e ne cohra cotosca. Paro cotiende alla combabi kanga. Matto maracataia mantora macataia. E se ti coho shetia na kohra ka patia na kohra ka tangia na kotoho shak tiende. E kala kohra ka pitia na kohra ka pakalia na kohra ka pitia na kohra ka taia ta koshke. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord.
So eager to hear from the Lord this morning what we prayed. So eager.
Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Just fine.
Oh, okay. First statement here, I want, with an S, I want you to have peace. I want you to have peace, a life lived to the fullest, to the fullest experience.
Hmm.
To the fullest experience. The peace of God. And accept the blessings I want for you, church. And accept the blessings I want, with an S, I want, for you, church. I'll read it again. I want you to have peace, a life lived to the fullest experience, the peace of God, and accept the blessings I want for you, church. That's the first statement. Then he gave us Colossians with a C. 3:15, 1:5. Colossians 3:15. Romans 12:18. Romans 12:18. Next statement is underlined. See here. Yeah, all of it underlined. And it read like this. Lie down. Yeah. Lie down. I am to help you. Lie down. I am to help you to press on. To press on. In this race. To press on in this race of life. To press on in this race of life in prayer with my friend and prophet. In prayer with my friend and prophet, take heart and face the trail of victory. Take heart and face the trail of victory. And that is the statement. I'll read it again, all underlined. Lie down. I am to help you. To press on in this race of life. In prayer with my friend and prophet. Take heart and face the trail of victory.
Is that T-R-A-I-L?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 3:11. 1 Peter 3:11. Psalm 4:8. Psalm 4:8. John 14:1-4. John 14:27. John 14:27. Next statement. Remember that God has plans within us for you. Remember that God has plans for you. And it's not the past. And it's not the past. So it's time to move forward. It's not in the past. So it's time to move forward. I will guide you. I will guide you to make the best choices. I will guide you to make the best choices. Let your faith in me be your motivation. Your motivation. Oh, that's it. Let your faith in me be your motivation. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Remember that God has plans for you, and it's not in the past. So it's time to move forward. I will guide you to make the best choices. Let your faith in me be your motivation. That's the statement. So you got that, right, Miss Lily?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving along here. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Isaiah 43:18. Philippians 3:10. 12 through 14. Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14, 1-4. Proverbs 4, verses 25 through 27. That's 7. Okay. Proverbs 4, verses 25 through 27. Isaiah 43:18, Philippians 3:12 through 14, Proverbs 4:25 through 27. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this: I am able to provide the guidance. I am able to provide the guidance and encouragement you ask or seek, church. Encouragement you ask or seek, church. Benjamin, oh, I'm sorry, I wrote Benjamin before Trump. Trump, Benjamin, listen and be still. Okay, I'll read it again. I am able to provide the guidance, I'm able to provide the guidance and encouragement you ask or seek, church. Trump, Benjamin, listen and be still. That's the statement. And it's all underlined. If I didn't say that, it's all underlined. Okay. Psalm 23. The whole psalm again. Psalm 23. Okay. And then after that, Exodus 14, 14. Exodus 14, 14. Next statement. Let's see here. This is half and half, like underlined and not underlined. So the beginning, the first part of it is not underlined. I'll let you know when to underline. Non-underlined part. You are redeemed. I am the God of love. You are redeemed. I am the God of love and strength. All available to you. All available to you. Underline part. In spite of your human feelings, in spite of your human feelings, do you listen? Do you listen? Then do now the time of restoration, church. Okay, I'll read the underlined part again here. In spite of your human feelings, do you listen? Then do now the time of restoration, church. I'll read the whole statement, non-underlined part. You are redeemed. I am the God of love and strength. All available to you. Underline part. In spite of your human feelings, do you listen? Then do now the time of restoration, church. That's the statement. All right. Let's see here. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Luke 1, verses 3 and 4. Yeah, that's 4. Luke 1, verses 3 and 4. Philippians 1, 6. Philippians 1, 6. All right. Let's see here. Next statement. This one also half and half, but I'll start with the underlined part, the opposite. Okay. Underlined part. I have chosen you. I have chosen you and give you answers. I have chosen you and give you answers. God is not silent. God is not silent. Because you prayed. Because you prayed. I am answering your prayers. I am answering your prayers. All right, so this is the underlined part. I'm going to read it again.
Oh,
I
that
have
part
chosen
was not,
you.
That part was, okay, all of
underlined.
This has been underlined so far?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Underlined. Yeah. I have chosen you and give you answers. God is not silent because you prayed. I am answering your prayers. Same statement, none underlined. The way you want me, the way you want me to. Yeah, okay, the way you want me to. Oh, I suppose because I stopped here, like in my mind, the new statement, but it's all one statement. Okay, I'll just keep reading here. The way you want me to. You need to move forward. Believe. You need to move forward. Believe that you have the tools. Yeah, T-O-O-L-S. Okay. You have the tools. God never abandoned his children. God never abandons his children. Well, abandons, there is an S here.
Abandons.
Abandons, yeah, abandons. Thank you. Abandons his children. Okay, now I'm going to read the whole statement together. I have chosen you and give you answers. God is not silent because you prayed. I am answering your prayers. That was underlined part. Now, non-underlined part. The way you want me to. You need to move forward. You need to move forward. Believe that you have the tools. God never abandons his children. Okay. Proverbs 4:25. Proverbs 4:25. Okay. Well, that's the second time you give us 25 through 27. Okay. So Proverbs 4:25. Then he gave us 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. 1 Corinthians 9:24. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Philippians 3:12. Philippians 3:12. Okay. Next statement, underline part. Start with underline part. I will be with you every step of the way. You will never be alone. I will be with you every step of the way. You will never be alone. So that's the underlying part of the statement. I will be with you every step of the way. You will never be alone. The rest of it is not underlined. Turn to the only place. Turn to the only place you will find. Oh, lasting. You will find lasting hope. L-A-S-T-I-N-G. You will find lasting hope and purpose. And your problems disappear. Okay. Turn to me. I'm sorry. Turn to the only place, you will find lasting hope and purpose, and your problems disappear. So the whole statement is like this, underline part. I will be with you every step of the way. You will never be alone. Not underline. Turn to the only place you will find lasting hope and purpose, and your problems disappear. Okay. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73, verse 26. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Isaiah 43, 2. All right. Last statement is underlined. And it reads like this. I am fighting for you all. I bring you comfort like no one else can. Mm. That's the last statement, and it's underlined. I am fighting for you all. I bring you comfort like no one else can. Trust in me. And that's what the Lord gave us. That's what you prayed for.
Praise his name. Holy One, how we do
Thank
praise you,
you.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your holy name. I want you to have peace. A life lived to the fullest experience. And actually that means a lot to me because peace, shalom, comes from the root word shalem, which means whole. So he wants us to have the whole experience of life. The peace of God, and accept the blessings I want for you, church. Oh, how wondrous. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. I'm so thankful. Romans 12:18. I added that part, I'm so thankful. If possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Lie down. And this part, this is underlined, all of it. Lie down. I am to help you to press on in this race of life in prayer with my friend and prophet. Take heart and face the trail of victory.
Helpful.
1 Peter 3:11. Wow. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 4:8. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Hallelujah. Lie down. Remember how I said lie down?
Mm-hmm.
And here, that's the scripture. In peace, I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety. What a good scripture to go to bed with. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Next statement. Remember that God has plans for you, and it's not in the past. So it's time to move forward. I will guide you to make the best choices. Let your faith in me be your motivation. Wow. Think of it, folks. We've got choices to make, and he'll guide us to make the right ones. Isaiah 43:18. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Philippians 3:12-14. Not that I have already obtained this or already become perfect, but I press on, so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Do you think, sorry to interrupt, I'm seeing like the flood in Texas here, part of this.
Could be, could well
that,
be.
Yeah, statement, could well remember be. That God mm-hmm. has plans for, yeah, I'm sure there's mm-hmm. people from Texas on this line, my goodness.
Yes, yes. Proverbs 4:25-27. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. Yes, he's pointing us toward the times that are directly ahead for all of us, for those in Texas, for all of us,
yeah.
And for those that I'm looking out over here in the White House. Underlined, I am able to provide the guidance and encouragement you ask or seek. Church, Trump, Benjamin, listen and be still. Be still in the Bible often means stop your worrying. Just be calm. And then all of Psalm 23. A psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though, and this is for those in Texas, I'm sure, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and chesed will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Exodus 14:14. Got a little too fast with my fingers there.
I'm glad you don't.
The Lord will fight for you. Isn't that good? The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent, or while you hold your peace and remain at rest. See, that's what be still means, remain at rest. This is it in the Amplified. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. You are redeemed. I am the God of love and strength, all available to you in spite of your human feelings. And starting with in spite of is underlined. In spite of your human feelings. Do you listen? Then do now. The time of restoration, church. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Luke 1, 3 and 4. It seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. And of course, that's Luke writing the whole life of Jesus then. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing. Oh, I love this verse. That he who began a work, a good work in you, will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He started a work in us, Max. He started a work in us, yeah. Brothers and sisters, and he will complete
yes.
it.
He will.
All right, the first part of this statement is underlined, I have chosen you. And give you answers. God is not silent. Because you prayed, I am answering your prayers. Now this part is not underlined the way you want me to. You need to move forward. Believe that you have the tools. God never abandons his children.
Wow.
Proverbs 4:25.
Yeah.
Let your eyes look directly ahead and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. And as Max pointed out, he gave us that verse twice.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain it. Here it is in the New American. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
Mm.
Hallelujah. God wants us to win in this life. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Now underlined, I will be with you every step of the way. Not underlined, you will never be alone. Turn to the only place you will find lasting hope and purpose, and your problems disappear. Whoa! Glory to God.
Thank you.
2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's a direct answer to our prayer for comfort for the people affected by the flood. And not all of them are in Texas, because people went to that camp from all over the country. Bless the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, for giving us that scripture. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My Jesus, I thank you. Now here's one that's underlined. I will be with you every step of the way. You will never be alone. Turn to the only place you will find lasting hope and purpose, and your problems will disappear. I read that, but I read it again.
Yeah.
And
I
then
don't
I
want to
read
interrupt you.
2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4, and now we're going to Psalm 73, 26. I think I needed to
Okay.
read that again.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Folks, I thought of what, considering those who died in the flood, I thought of what Dean Braxton said when he went to heaven. He said, the body never dies first. The body cannot die until the spirit leaves and departs. And he said, like even in an accident, the Lord will bring the spirit out, and then the body will die. And so I thought about those in the flood. I really believe that God drew those of his own, those little children, drew their spirits out of their bodies before they perished. Now, that's what I believe. And I think that's what it means here. Okay, the last is underlined, the last statement. Yes. I am fighting for you all. I bring you comfort like no one else can. Trust in me. See, he's talking about comfort right here. He's answering our prayer for comfort. Bless the Lord. Now, I want to. Oh, glory to God, folks.
What?
I just got a notice from the Israeli embassy. You're in! Exclamation
Praise
point,
God.
Exclamation point, exclamation point. Check your email to make sure you got the arrival details. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Down with me,
Thank
folks.
You,
Rejoice
Thank
with
you.
Me, folks. You
yes.
know the Lord told
Thank
me to
you.
Come. He told us to come. And to tell you the truth, this hotel here is very expensive. But it's close by where we need to go. And, oh, I see they've got that street. They've got it marked off again. They've got it stopped off. Something big is going to happen right here now. They've got all traffic stopped on other crossways. And the police, there they go. There they come. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, that's some of them. It's still blocked off. Oh, folks, just sitting here. Oh, my goodness. And the Lord told me, because one of the things we thought about was the cost and expense. And the Lord said, the coffers will be full. And so he's going to take care of this expense. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. I felt a little, you know, hesitant, but a lot of money to come and fly at the last minute and in this hotel. But God is so good, and you are so good. You have provided everything for those campers to go to see David, all except $1,000. And I know that's probably in already. But, folks, I just want to thank you. I want to thank everybody who helps us. You know, Brother Max couldn't do anything without you helping him. He couldn't have, and Sister Quinn, and whoever you support. I mean to tell you, your pastor, your church. I just praise God for blessing you so that you can bless the ministries of the Lord. I'm watching out this window right now. Folks, I could not have planned this. I'm going to do a blog. To get the blog, you go to billybrim.org, and that will be up there playing for you to punch, you know, press on blog. Now, I don't know, because I've got to get busy now. I'm going to go have my hair done. I'm going to look good. Bless the Lord. And, oh, my Jesus, I just want to praise you. I just want to thank you. You know, the Lord, He has you walk by faith.
Yeah.
And so we walked by faith to come here. Sometimes you just have to go by faith. And then it was the last day. Here's the last day. And he makes me to know it. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my
you know,
Jesus. There. Go
this,
ahead. Go
this
ahead.
Is, I was going to say, you know, this is a statement he just gave us now. He says, remember that God has plans for you.
Yes.
And it is not in the past. It is time. No. To move forward. I would guide you to make you the best choices. He's making the best choices for you.
He helped me make the best choices. He helped me decide to come when he gave me beautiful words. I may put these online. I don't have them all with me right now, but he did tell me to come ahead. And I thought yesterday, well, if I had this thought. I didn't say any words of doubt and unbelief, but I had this thought. Well, if it doesn't work for me to go to that, yesterday sitting here in this place of authority, and now, I don't know if you can hear him or not. Do you hear the
names? I don't. No, I don't.
Did you hear any of that? Did you hear any
no.
of that? Okay.
No, I didn't. I have my earbuds in my ear, too.
Yeah. Anyway, they're getting ready to do some of those moving from point A to point B again. And I'll show you where the vehicles are parked below me. Anyway, when I get time, folks, I'm going to put up a blog. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. But I want to show you these pictures. I want you to share it with me. There's no one really like you guys. There's no one really like you all who are here every Wednesday hearing from God, praying, letting God use your tongues and your spirits. I can't say thank you enough. I can't say thank you enough for what God has done in Brother Max and Sister Quinn. I can't thank you enough for what he's done through all of our colleagues in a glorious church fellowship and all of you who give. Oh, my Jesus, I couldn't be here. I've got breakfast ordered for 10:30. I couldn't have a breakfast this morning if you hadn't provided it. I don't know how to say thank you. I don't know how to tell you all. Thank you enough. And I'm telling you, folks, last night as we sat with Lily, I'm going to be praying about this. I'm not sure I'm going to do it yet. But she said, I want to do a podcast with you. I want to get what you know out to the young people. And she said, I know the questions they're asking. I got to pray about that, folks, because I've already got a lot on my plate. You know that. But she said she feels we could really even maybe do some from the embassy. I don't know, folks. We just pray about that. I don't know about that.
Amen.
I don't know. We're just going to pray. We'll just let God use us any way he wants to. He forgot about how old I am. He quickens me. And Jesus is coming.
Yes,
and we want people to be ready. And one thing they need to be ready with is to bless Israel. Now, we're going to do our phone call at noon at Prayer Mountain. Like I told you, there will be prayer at Prayer Mountain and food at Prayer Mountain. But we're going to do the phone call at 12:05, Brother Max, if it's all right with you, because I need to get to my hair appointment.
12:05, praise the Lord. You know, I just want to share this. I have a person who always send us, like, a gift in the mail, and I don't know who is that person, but I'm sure the Lord knows that person. And it's always come with blessed to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing. A whole sheet printed, type, blessed to be a blessing. And we are to bless. We are to bless one another. That's. I know it's a sheet. I know it's a sheet. Now I know that part. It's just like sometimes it comes like twice a month. Blessed to be a blessing. I know the state from the envelope. But I'm not going to say the state because she doesn't want to be known.
No.
But God knows her.
What she's saying is, I am blessed so that I can be a blessing to you.
So I can be
you
a blessing
remember,
to
you. Remember, that's what God said to us not too long ago. He said, I give you wealth for you to give. So that's a part, that's a ministry. There's the ministry of giving. It's in the Word of God. Yeah. I just want to thank you. I'm not trying to get something out of you. I'm trying to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you a million times. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, thank you. Lord. Oh, God, bless every one of these on this call today. Oh, Lord God, I lift each one of them up for their faithfulness to be here on Wednesdays. Holy One of Israel, give them special blessings today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Oh, my goodness. Well, 12:05 Central Time. That's going to be 1:05 Washington, D.C. time. We will again work with God. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.